Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Well, it's mezzo-soprano Laurel Samirjan. Did I get it right?
Samirjan.
Samirjan. You know, we went over it how many times? Like six times before the camera started rolling. And look, I was so proud.
Very close.
I barreled in like a china shop bowl and got it wrong and broke everything. But you're so kind. Thank you. So, Madame Butterfly, or Madama.
Madama Butterfly.
Butterfly.
Yes.
Coming up here at Pittsburgh Opera. You're in it.
I'm in it.
Of course you are. That's so wonderful. You started here at Pittsburgh Opera as one of the young artists, the resident artists?
I was a resident artist in 2014 to 2016. And when that ended, I was trying to figure out where I wanted to stay based. And I loved it here so much, I decided to stay. So now I am a Pittsburgher by choice.
I love to hear that.
Yes.
Where were you from originally?
I'm from the West Coast originally. So I was born in San Diego.
We claim the West Coaster.
You did.
That's
you did.
With our awful weather and everything. I am so proud of
it. It didn't deter me. I'm very determined.
Well, good. I like to hear that.
Yeah.
And so I imagine that's a great reflection on our arts and culture community that you've got work here. You're busy.
Absolutely. And honestly, a huge reflection on Pittsburgh Opera itself.
Oh, yeah.
It basically became my second family. So I didn't want to leave.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
And this is not your first time participating in Madama Butterfly. But for those who aren't familiar with it, they might be actually more familiar with it than they think because it is such a classic.
Right. And I think that, you know, they use so much classical music and so much opera in commercials and in movies and TV and stuff that people would probably be like, oh, I recognize that tune and not even realize it was from Madame Butterfly.
If you watched Looney Tunes with Bugs Bunny, you're actually a semi-expert on opera.
That was my mother's only exposure to opera before I started singing, and now she's obsessed
with
it.
And she's like, hey, I know that one.
Exactly.
Bugs Bunny did
exactly.
that. You know? But this story is somewhat timeless. We were just talking earlier, it originated, I think, as a short story and then became a play, which Puccini saw and then developed an opera. And then further down the road, even the Broadway musical Miss Saigon is somewhat based on this story.
Right.
So what is the essence of the story of Madame Butterfly?
Well, you know, like you said, it's kind of this timeless story. This American soldier comes to Japan and finds this bride and gets married, and she falls head over heels in love with him. And I think he, you know, it's ultimately a very big miscommunication. He realizes that there's an end date on this and she doesn't, and he goes back to the States.
Oh, so meaning...
Meaning this, not necessarily till death do us part.
Oh, so this was like a fling. This was very...
Right. Even though he put a ring on it, it wasn't quite... Yeah, I know.
Scoundrel.
Scoundrel.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Scoundrel indeed, yes.
Well, now, do we get it? Because, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, associate, you know, a lot of the imagery with this opera, the geisha culture.
Right. It's so beautiful. And I think one of the most striking moments is when Butterfly first comes out onto the stage. She's surrounded by her geisha friends, and it's this beautiful chorus of geishas, and it's this huge reveal, kind of from an empty stage with just a couple people on it, to this huge chorus of beautiful parasols and kimonos, and it's stunning, and the music is just perfect.
Yeah. Puccini tends to tug at the heartstrings.
Yes, he's very good at that.
Pittsburgh Opera is doing La Boheme later in the season, and
right.
that one always makes me tear up a little bit. Does this one get to you? Does this one get to you? So, I mean, how do you process that in being in it? You know, are you deeply emotionally affected being out there?
Oh, of course. And you know, the last production I did was in Syracuse, and the way the director staged the ending, so spoiler alert, I don't know if we want to tell them the ending.
Well, it's opera, so somebody dies. Shocker, yeah.
I know. But usually what happens is Pinkerton will come out, and at the very end, the last thing you hear is him calling, Butterfly, Butterfly, and then kind of grabs her and holds her. And the way the director, her take on it the last time I did it was that the real love story is kind of between Suzuki and Butterfly, and they grow up together and they're basically with each other this whole time raising this child after Pinkerton leaves because she has a baby, spoiler alert. And so at the very ending, I was the one holding her, and he found the kid was on stage on the other side of the stage. So he picks up the kid and I'm holding her lifeless body, and I was just sobbing uncontrollably by the end. Like, there's just no way to keep it in at that point. It's so moving. The music is so powerful, and it's an emotional roller coaster.
Well, I'm sold on it just there. And we should mention you are playing Suzuki.
I'm playing Suzuki.
Who
yes.
and you have portrayed Suzuki in Madame Butterfly. This will be your third tonight,
my third production,
right?
Yeah. So my let's see, 15th. The opening night will be my 15th performance.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're going to be the go-to Suzuki.
For everyone who's watching.
And Suzuki is sort of like, I guess, the maid or keeper to Madame.
Right. She's kind of her handmaiden, if you will. Mm-hmm. And
I remember from Memoirs of a Geisha. The hierarchy.
Yes.
Sort of. That's.
So I'm definitely a servant. I'm definitely under her. But like I said, when Pinkerton goes away, I become so much more than that. And between acts one and two, it's 3 years difference. And so the kid is now 3 years old, and it's just been us struggling to kind of keep this household together. And we are dirt poor at this point. There's, you know, basically no hope left until we see that he's returning. So, mm-hmm. Their relationship is just so strong, and that bond they have is so, so important and so vital to the story. It's really neat in that way, because it's mezzo-sopranos get these maid roles pretty frequently. This is like a typical thing for us in opera.
Why is that with that
I don't
vocal
know.
Range?
I guess composers just are like, oh, low voice, yeah, she's probably a servant.
An assistant.
I don't know. An assistant.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I want to research that. That
it's
fascinates
weird, I know.
Me.
But this particular role, Puccini gave Suzuki so much beautiful music and just so much poignancy too. So it's so much fun to play. I love this role.
Now, what's interesting is that, you know, it's a story in an opera very much steeped in the Japanese culture, written by an Italian.
Written by an Italian. So you have this very reserved culture, but this grandiose music and these lush harmonies and passion, and it's incredible.
So I have wondered, you know, what would happen if a German composer got a hold of the Madame Butterfly story.
It'd be very different,
or,
that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But who knows? We may never know. But this is a very popular, mega classic opera. Probably a good one, if you have never been to an opera, a good one to jump on the opera wagon.
I can't imagine you wouldn't be hooked after coming to see this opera. If you had never seen opera before, coming to see Madame Butterfly, I can't imagine that you would leave being like, I don't know if opera's for me.
Yeah. Right. And for those who have seen it, I mean, this is a brand new cast. I mean, there has not been assembled this cast for a Madame Butterfly before.
That's the exciting part about opera is, you know, we travel to all these different cities and put up these shows, you know, these hundreds-year-old shows, but with all new casts. And so it's I've never done this show with these people before. So it kind of brings new life to it, which is really exciting. You know, there's never an opportunity, even though this music is, you know, from the early 1900s, there's no way of getting boring because you're just constantly reinventing it, and it's really fun.
Cast members to watch.
Yes.
Who are we looking forward to in this?
Dina.
Aside from you, of course.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Dina, our butterfly, is just so, so, so stunning. I mean, it's just really beautiful. But these kind of four main players, Butterfly, Pinkerton, who's played by Cody Fosdick, and Sharpless, who's played by Michael Mays, who was here for Moby Dick, and Cody was here for Traviata. Mm-hmm. And Dina's making her Pittsburgh Opera debut, so I'm really excited for her.
Wonderful.
Welcome to the Pittsburgh
Maybe
family.
She'll end up staying here later.
You never know. Yeah. I mean, it's
but
a great city.
She's got an incredible resume.
She
and,
does.
I'm
she does.
Certainly looking forward to seeing her performance.
Me too. Yeah, we just had her sing through, so I'm excited to get on stage with her and kind of explore our relationship too. That's always really fun.
Very good. And what I just learned today is, you know, I think usually a lot of folks think, you know, that opera is, you know, very lofty and expensive,
right?
You know, the tickets, and certainly they can be, but tickets for this actually start at $14.
It's incredible. I mean, I feel like you can, I mean, barely go to, you can't go to a Steelers game for that much, let me tell you.
Right, right.
That's for sure.
Or even watch it on TV with what cable costs, you know.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Even,
yeah. And then you get live theater, and then you just get these huge voices just blasting you in the face and this full orchestra playing for you. I mean, it's such an incredible experience.
I always like to sit as close as I can so I can feel the music.
Yes,
you know, that's the
in
trick
your
for
body.
Me. I probably won't be able to do that for $14.
Right.
In the vicinity. But also, kids' tickets are half price. For any child 6 to 18 years old, whatever the ticket price is, they're half of that. So that's wonderful,
And
too.
I say bring your kids. I mean, it's... I think expose them while they're young. It's just... There's really... There's no way you could be bored during this music. It's just so gorgeous, and from what I've seen, it's going to be so visually stunning too. I'm really excited.
Laurel is Suzuki. What, I almost said Sudoku.
Or is that... I kind of like that. That's nice.
Oh, that's your cousin at the other geisha.
My cousin Sudoku. Yeah.
Laurel is Suzuki in Madama Butterfly, opening soon with Pittsburgh Opera. We are looking forward to seeing it.
I'm excited.
Cheers to you.
Thank you.
Indeed. As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.